Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayton Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayton Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, X, Instagram, and TikTok. And subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. Now, let's get into the show.
Live and local each and every day from 10 to 2. We're going to be on here until about 12:05 before we hand it over to Sam Levitt in the Eco Water SoCal Padres pregame show. We are live at the loft, myself, Brayton Suprenant, as well as Frank Marchese, for about an hour and 5 minutes left of today's show. These shows go by so fast, especially these shortened ones before Padres baseball. So, when you guys get down to the ballpark early. I tell people that all the time. Enjoy your time at the ballpark. You know, it's expensive to come down here, and it's everything that you have to make some sacrifices. Come watch the Padres, and the Padres really appreciate all the fans of San Diego coming down here and cheering the boys on and everything like that. But if you're going to a Padre game, it's funny. Like I talked about it today on my workout. One of the trainers, Teddy, went to the game last night. He left at like 6 o'clock to get down to the game. I said, "What'd you get there? Like the third inning?" He's like, "Oh, I got there in the fourth inning." I'm like, "The fourth inning?" He's like, "Well, I work a lot." He's like, "I understand that, but if you're going down to the ballpark, either take the time off, try to get off a little bit early, get down. It's just so much more relaxing to come to the ballpark way before the crowds do. I do it all the time. If I come down as a patron." You know, when I come down here as a media member, I'm down here super early anyway because clubhouse availability, right? Like when we're doing our show, we're like the first ones into the parking lot every morning when we come down here to do these shows. But when I come down as a fan and I go with my friends, we're down here super early. Now, maybe it's a little bit different, obviously, me being in my early 30s and my buddies being in their late 20s, early 30s. It's a lot easier for us to come down. We don't have to worry about kids and everything like that. But if you get down to the ballpark early, you can check out, you can hang out in the gas lamp, which is the coolest thing about Petco Park. I mean, being that close to bars and restaurants, bars for the older crowd, restaurants for the families. I mean, it's great to come down, relax, have dinner, have lunch, and then cruise in when the gates open. And when the gates open, and I'm telling you right now, if you haven't left yet, get down to the ballpark. When the gates open, you got to come up to the loft and come say hi to us at the loft. And we're here on most day games at Petco Park during the week, these Wednesday day games. We try to be out here and have a presence at Petco Park, right? We love seeing you guys come out to the ballpark and hang out with us. We're talking to Ron and La Mesa, my fellow Big 12 brethren. Love it, the K-State guy. Now, I only dislike Ron when we play the Wildcats, but aside from that, you know what? The Big 12's got to stick together. So I expect a lot of phone calls out of Ron and La Mesa in the football season. It was fun talking Big 12 football with him. But when the gates open, you can come out and hang out with us here at the loft. The seat, if you get here early, too, you get a seat. I mean, the other day, me and my buddy Matt, we came down to the ballpark, went and got a beer at Bubs, had lunch at Bubs, came up to the loft and the gates opened, and we just hung out up here at the loft. They got MLB Network on some of the TVs, right? They got the scoreboard feed and everything like that. You can come down and get a drink. It's nice and casual. We'll see our guys Rod and Nate from the YouTube chat. They usually come down and say hi. So when you get to the ballpark, if you haven't done so, get here early. And when you get here early, there's stuff for you to do. Like when I was a kid, I didn't want to get there too early. Like, what are you going to do all day? But there's a place for you to hang out. It's the loft. There's other places around the ballpark you can go hang out. There's multiple bars that you can hang out pregame where you can enjoy a drink. It's not a rush into the ballpark. You're not waiting in lines. It's a great time to be up here at the loft. And it stays open for like an hour after the game. Last couple innings, watch Robert Suarez on the day he's not suspended close out a game up at the loft. It's a great time. So come say hi, and hang out with us a little bit before you enjoy some Padres baseball. We'll be here to about 12:05 before Sam Levitt takes over. When Sam takes over, we'll be here a little bit longer to say hi and talk and do everything you want to, take pictures, whatever you want to do. But it's fun to be out here. So again, if you haven't been to the loft yet, you got to check it out. It's a very nice place to enjoy before the game starts. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973 if you want to join the show. This hour of the show, it's a little of trade deadline talk. And I know we got time. We got tons of time. But this is kind of a preview. We're starting to get phone calls on the show about what do you think the Padres should get? Who do you think the Padres should go, you know, look at the deadline? Who's available? In this hour, we're going to tell you not only who's available, but who fits the Padres and what the latest rumors are. And they're starting to trickle in. And for the next couple of weeks, it's going to be like this for the Major League Baseball season. You're going to see a lot of rumors out there. This guy's interested. This team's interested in this particular player. This team's asking about this particular position. A.J. Preller's on the phone with this guy. Then you get to see all the memes of A.J. Preller on the cell phone. I think that's always on the phone anyway. So we got the latest rumors according to MLB.com. And we're going to discuss him as I bring back in Frank Marchese, enjoying his first remote. How's it been?
I'm enjoying it a lot, actually. We might run over to the rail for the next segment and just give you guys a nice shot of the view again. That was fun to do. Hopefully I don't kick the power strip this time.
Yeah, we had internet issues last time you did that, so maybe next time.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough. All right, so rumors abound as far as the Major League trade deadline is concerned. One coming down today is that the Cubs are looking at starting pitching, taking a look at names such as Sandy Alcantara from the Miami Marlins, even throwing around names like Mitch Keller from the Pittsburgh Pirates as being an option. Now Chris Sale, we know, is out as far as an option for the Chicago Cubs. Does it seem more likely that they're going to find a guy like Alcantara or Mitch Keller to fill a pitching spot? They just sent Ben Brown down yesterday as well.
Well, they need pitching, right? I mean, when we watch the Chicago Cubs team here at Petco Park and at Wrigley Field, now the bullpen has been rough for Chicago, but the pitching staff has been the Achilles heel for the Chicago Cubs. They can hit with anybody in Major League Baseball. They can hit with anybody. I mean, they might be the best. I think they've been the most productive lineup in Major League Baseball. I'm not looking at stats, and I bet you the stats probably say the same. But they need pitching. And they need pitching in a bad way. Like the Padres could use another arm. They could use another arm. The Padres don't necessarily absolutely need an extra arm. They could use one. They need a left fielder. They could use another arm. So I saw that trade proposed the other day by Jim Bowden. Luis Robert Jr. one, I was like, okay, makes sense. We talked about that a couple days ago.
Gave him a little bit of credit.
And then this is the problem with Jim Bowden for me. He gets me on board. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And then he just throws out something where I'm like, this guy does not pay attention to the West Coast. because he had the one with the Padres potentially giving up four players for Alcantara, and two of them being Ethan Salas and Leo DeVries. No, thank you. I don't need Alcantara that bad. Absolutely not. Padres could use an arm. They do not need an arm. If the Padres were one pitcher away from winning a World Series, or feel like they're one pitcher away from being a World Series contender, I would consider that. If Alcantara was not coming off of Tommy John surgery, and if he was actually playing very well and pitching at a high level, if they were trading for prime Alcantara, I'd be like, all right, we'd have to consider. I still wouldn't be super in on it, but it would be a, we have to consider this. We have to consider this. So, from that particular perspective, I would say the Cubs are a team that needs, they need a pitcher. So, for them to go after and go get an Alcantara, I think makes a lot more sense than somebody like the San Diego Padres, who have been listed to, you know, Alcantara. They've made a lot of trades with the Marlins and everything like that. So I could see that for the Cubs, him or Keller. If you want to go a little bit cheaper, go with Keller. The Cubs have the resources to do it. And I would not be surprised if the Cubs go get Alcantara. In fact, I had this conversation with Kyle Glazer on opening day. He said the Cubs on opening day were his favorite to get Alcantara.
And that's, I feel as though, like, as far as the Alcantara stuff is concerned, it's, as you pointed out, it deals with the Marlins, so it seems like a logical fit because so many deals are done, it almost seems like a fit of convenience. But especially after the way the media and the way their fan base and the way our fan base completely dogged the Marlins for getting fleeced of Luis Arraez, that they're not going to make that same mistake again. They can't make that same mistake again. It's that'll be general manager malpractice to make that same mistake again.
We got the official Padres roster move. They have placed Ryan Bergen on the 15-day injured list. No surprise. With a right forearm contusion, they have recalled Sean Reynolds from AAA El Paso.
Couldn't imagine how that happened.
Wow, amazing.
All right.
So, 100% on deals on that.
There you go. The Minnesota Twins could be a team to watch as far as the trade deadline is concerned, not necessarily as buyers, because they currently sit, at least at last watch. It's been a while since I've been.
It's not your week to watch them?
Yeah, no, it's not my week to watch them. They currently sit 12 and a half games out of the AL Central, so they're right within striking distance of something. So they are a team that could, just like Arizona, could shape the trade deadline.
They absolutely could do that. And I look at, and we're going to get to the top 50 potential trade candidates, the three wild card teams, I think. And it's not necessarily I think. A lot of people think this. The Arizona Diamondbacks, the Boston Red Sox, and the Minnesota Twins. The Minnesota Twins have, you know, Johan Duran, relief pitcher that throws absolute gas. Fastball averages at 100.2 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. His what they call a splinker sits at 97. It's very difficult to hit. He could be somebody that's on the market for Minnesota. Other players from the Minnesota Twins, they do have some help with some bullpen arms and other things like that, but they are potentially a team that could make the market change a little bit. I don't think they're as big as Arizona or even Boston, but that's another team that's right there on the fence that could be selling some assets at the deadline.
We go now to New York, as you mentioned before, but very kindly, as you mentioned before. The Mets and Yankees are both flailing at the moment. Yankees are looking to prioritize bullpen help, which there typically is a lot of around the trade deadline. Same thing with the New York Metropolitans. We'll be looking to prioritize deadline help. And after yesterday, please, for the love of it all, do prioritize that bullpen help. And also looking for a center fielder after Jose Siri went down for the entirety of the season.
What happened last night between the Mets and the...
Frankie Montas, after giving up 9 million runs in his three rehab starts in Syracuse, then decided to throw five shutout innings, only for the bullpen to give it up in the sixth. All of it gone immediately after Frankie Montas left the game.
Meet the Mets.
I bet you.
Blooper, dude. Blooper got you last night. It's okay. At least you weren't as unhinged as their super fanatic that also has the same name as you.
Frank bleeping Fleming.
We have an update on the lineup. Xander Bogaerts has been scratched with left shoulder soreness. Updated lineup: Arraez, Machado, Merrill, Tatis, Sheets, Iglesias, Johnson, Wade, Diaz.
And that would come from the slide into home plate.
Yes.
In the latter stages of the game, so he was feeling something from that.
Which I thought was a very poor decision.
He was never going to be saved. No.
Like, I get it. Like, natural instinct for competitors and athletes is doing whatever it takes to try to...
Was that during Martin Maldonado's at-bat in the latter stages of the game yesterday?
I can't remember the exact at-bat. I just remember, because I was on the phone, I remember sitting there going, like, why is he doing that? He's out by a mile. Just don't hurt yourself.
I remember with Martin Maldonado's at bat, I believe it was in like the seventh or the eighth, when he's bunting at the first couple of pitches, I'm losing my mind because he's bunting against a right-hander whose stuff is all breaking away. So if you're trying to pull off the same squeeze play that Washington pulled at the beginning of the game, if you get a breaking ball and you bunt it, you're most likely bunting it down the first baseline, so the runner on third has no chance. That's a ball you need to bunt. If you're a lefty throwing against a righty, that's when you bunt in that spot. If you're a righty going against a lefty is when you bunt in that spot. Not righty versus righty, where the ball's going to go away from where you need it to be.
Well, you know, he does bat 135 against righties.
Congratulations.
You know what he bats against lefties?
042.
Martin Maldonado?
Yeah.
He's batting 313 this year against lefties.
I might have been wrong.
I teased this before. Martin Maldonado against lefties is batting 313, a 371 on-base percentage, 469 slug, which gives him an 840 OPS. Not bad for a guy that sucks at hitting, apparently, according to a lot of Padres fans.
Leadoff hitter against lefties. Make it happen.
His batting average on balls in play against left-handers is .450. .450. That's amazing.
Is Mackenzie Gore a righty or a lefty?
He's a lefty.
Who's our catcher today?
That'd be Diaz.
Yeah, well, you know.
How about this? When Maldonado swings at the first pitch, he's hitting .278. With a 1222 OPS, four home runs on the five hits. When he swings first pitch, he has five hits. Four of them go over the fence.
Leadoff hitter.
BABIP, 071 on the first pitch. Because you know why? He's putting the ball over the fence. He's got a terrible BABIP. When he leads off an inning, it's bad 250. Hey, you know what? Martin Maldonado might have to be the leadoff guy against left-handers. How about that? How about that for a while? Whatever, stupid take.
It's Trav Gundy in the chat, NL MVP.
Hey, you know what?
NL MVP, Martin Maldonado, who is reportedly supposed to be retiring at the end of the year as well.
Like we said, it's a catch. They're there to catch the pitching staff. They're not there to hit, because if they're there to hit, who would be starting against every left-hander? It would be Martin Maldonado. What's the next one? As you look that up, I'm going to see what Diaz's splits are. If they're the exact opposite, I'm going to be upset.
We're getting close. We probably should.
We should take a break.
Yeah, hit for a break here instead, honestly.
We got more stuff coming for you when it comes to the trade deadline. And can the Padres right the wrong on some of the trades? There are players available that the Padres sent away that they could bring back. We'll talk about that when we come back in the Brayton Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Down to the ballpark and have yourself a day, huh, Frank?
Absolutely, 100%. It's a beautiful day at that, too.
It is a beautiful day. You know who? Our guy Rod yesterday had a great day. Guy had a great Tuesday. He had such a great Tuesday that he encouraged Sushi Sam in the chat to have a great Tuesday and also go down to Point Loma Seafood.
There you go.
Get yourself a sloppy squid sandwich. I don't even know if the sloppy's on the thing anymore. That's just what it used to be called. I got to get one of those. I haven't had one of those in a long time. Squid sandwich. Mm. Fried calamari, sourdough bread, tartar sauce. Call it a day. Sam got some fish tacos there. Elite.
The Braden Surprenant Show is 100% open to any and all food sponsorships, especially from places named Mona Lisa's or Long Island Mike's or any other Italian restaurants not named Olive Garden.
But we have our official taco place.
We do have our official taco place.
Kraft Taco.
We are on the lookout for an official Italian place, though.
I know. You know what? Are we going to... I just saw this. Are we going to Italian night? Italian Heritage Night? July 7th.
I thought that was a given.
I kind of want one of the hats, though. I got to buy one of the theme tickets.
I want one of the original hats from the first year, the one that looked like the Ferrari logo.
You could probably find that on eBay.
I'm not paying $9,000 on eBay
There's no way somebody's selling $9,000 for the Italian Heritage hat.
Have you seen some of the prices that the Batflip bobbleheads have gone for?
There's a difference between the Batflip bobblehead and the Italian Heritage Night hat that has an SD on it. Slightly different.
I don't think so.
I think if you just say you're Italian, you get a discount.
I should.
On the eBay tickets, not the Padres tickets.
Obviously.
I have to specify, just in case. Got an Italian horn? I got to add an Italian horn for my my chain.
Show up through security. We'll have the wife beaters on, the gold chain. It's like, it's a nice stack of hats you got there. It'd be a shame if somebody, you know, came in and messed with it a little bit, you know?
Is that a way for us to muscle our way into throwing the first pitch on Italian Heritage Night?
That would be, you know what? Again, we're open to it. We're definitely open to it. Bennett Woods got to throw out the first pitch on just a random night.
What do we have to do a show in Little Italy? What do we have to do to get our faces on some of those banners out there? You know, they put the banners up in Little Italy.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, the Italian... Local Italians,
I think,
on the air. What do we got to do?
I think we may need to do something historically important, maybe. I don't know.
No, I've seen radio personalities on there before. There's still one on there that's not even.
You mean like
on the
Marconi,
radio.
The one
no,
who
that's
like,
not what
created
I'm
the radio?
No. No. I might tell you off air who I've seen on the Little Italy things. If that guy's on it, I don't know why we're not on it. I'm a descendant of the tuna fishermen in my family and from Little Italy. I'm just saying. You know, a live show at Mona Lisa's would feed families.
Yes. Well, it would feed us,
oh,
for
feed
sure.
Us. That's right. That's right. I love it. 833-288-0973. We only need to throw out the first pitch for the Italian Heritage tonight for people like, well, you got to let scream. We're just, it's a joke. It'd be sick, though. But it's a joke. I think we got a phone call. Brandon in Carlsbad is on the line. Brandon, get us fired up on a Wednesday. Hey, are you having a Wednesday? Have yourself a Wednesday.
What up, Big B? What's up, fellas? Yeah, let's have a Wednesday, huh? Hey, you know what? Sound the trumpet, boys. We're in the trenches. You said something the other day, Brandon. I really looked into it. Like, okay, we called June Murderer's Row. Okay, things didn't go the way we like, but guess what? July and August and even September are going to be no more friendly. We're going to have to get in the trenches and sound the trumpet, fellas. It's going to be war. We can still get in the playoffs. I even think we can still win the division. I know, the peanut gallery, I already hear you chirping, but that's all good because I stay fired up. I'm a Friar faithful. And you know what? Little things like Maldonado hitting the jammer, getting that little electricity built up. We got guys making contact. We need a little bit more. I'm tired of these, like, 2-3-4 run, you know, wins that we have. But a dub's a dub at the end of the day. And I think we can do it. I think we can do it. Let's get this W today and go on this road trip and just get in that samurai status, boys. We're chopping heads off. We're here for warfare. We're not, you know, we didn't come to take part. We came to take over. God bless you guys.
Brandon's fired up, man. He's fired up on a Wednesday. I love it. He gets the chat going, man. He gets the chat fired up. There's not a lot of negative comments about Brandon.
All the time.
Have yourself a Wednesday. Have yourself a Wednesday. Anybody mind? I'm going to enjoy the day at the ballpark. We'll go hit some OTL later. I had a couple people pick me up on the offer about the shirts. So shirts are dialed in. We'll work on getting you those shirts before July 12th for Over the Line. But we're excited. We're excited. It's Padres baseball. What else could you be possibly doing that's better than this, Frank, right?
I can't. I could be working today. Well, I am working.
Well, you are working. You're working. This is great. This is a great place to work.
I can think of worse jobs. I've had worse jobs.
Hanging out here. Nate Taylor from the chat's here. We got fans rolling in now. It's going to be a great time. When we come back, we'll talk more about what is potentially out there for the Padres at the trade deadline so the Padres could be, as Brandon said, samurai status, no more friendlies in the second half of the season. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Brayton Soprenet Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the 3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bam. Already our final segment on the Brayton Soprenet Show. Live from the loft, people are starting to roll in, which is great. Getting ready for Padres baseball. Sam Levitt will take over at 12:10 on the EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show, leading you in to Padres baseball. It's a fun time here at the Western Metal Supply Company building at the loft. As I said, people are starting to roll in now. The gates are open here at Petco Park. Come up here, get a drink, come say hi. Even if you don't need a drink, come up here and hang out and say hi. You can do that too. Frank Borchese's here. I'm Brayton Soprenet as we continue the Brayton Soprenet Show. We want to talk a little bit more about some of the options that are out there at the trade deadline. Now, we're not going to get to a lot of this, all of it right now, because we still got to get a sports thread in. And a lot of other moving parts. So we're going to get to some of this today, and we'll talk more about this coming up tomorrow. I do want to mention that on Friday, you're going to want to tune into the Manager's Report with Mike Shildt at 9 in the morning on Bennett Woods. The Manager's Report is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. All of our baseball coverage here on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro. We are continuing that baseball coverage as we look at some of the top trade candidates according to ESPN. Jeff Passan and company, Kylie McDaniel, put out what they thought was the top 50 trade deadline targets for teams coming up at this year's trade deadline. Now, a lot of these names don't have a high percentage of getting traded because of a lot of different situations, but what is listed is if some of these teams decide to sell, these are the players that could be sold, and on top of that, they are ranked on who the best player potentially is. So just to like start with number one, and I'm not going to go in order, but we're going to go through in some of the ones that are kind of linked to the Padres or mentioned as fits for the Padres. The worst front on the list was Alex Bregman. Obviously, the Padres don't have a fit. They're not a team that has a fit for Alex Bregman, and on the same token of that, he's not getting traded. Like, there's no way that they just trade everybody out of the Red Sox organization. They just brought him in, and because Rafael Devers had he was upset, didn't want to be a team player, they ended up sending him elsewhere. You know, this kind of started that whole thing. I can't imagine them sending Devers away and then sending Bregman away, but it's a potential option because of his contract being, you know, not as many years. 10% chance of being traded. So, again, before we go on this list, to give you an example, these are the teams that might sell at the deadline with a lot of teams that will sell. It's ranked in the order of how good those players are, not necessarily how likely they will be traded. And we get to number two on the list because number two on the list is a Red Sox and is a fit for the San Diego Padres and has been linked to the San Diego Padres, Frank.
He also has a 25% chance of getting traded, at least as far as the article is concerned.
Now, that would be
outfielder Jaron Duran would be number two.
Huge breakout season in 2024. He's posting his seventh best WAR in the majors at 6.7. He overperformed his underlying metrics, had some lucky outcomes, and those metrics have regressed a bit this year. Now he's underperforming them. He has been unlucky, so his true talent is somewhere south of that star level 6.7 figure, but better than the roughly 2 WAR he's on pace for this season. You have to give up a lot, I think, for Jaron Duran. There's multiple years of control for Jaron Duran. Best fits, San Diego, Atlanta, Cleveland, KC, San Francisco, Philly, even your New York Mets, Frank. I know the Padres have been making calls for a while now on Jaron Duran. I just think where the Padres are at in terms of prospect capital, in terms of overall budget, how much you'd have to give up for Jaron Duran, even though he would be the best outfielder you could grab if you're the Padres, I just don't see it happening. I honestly think Jaron Duran probably stays a Red Sox through the deadline.
And again, with how much control he still has, that's going to raise the price for
right.
you. So it's are you going to be willing to pay the price? Are you going to be okay with giving up an Ethan Salas, which is why you don't have the catching position that you have right now the way you want it, is because you're waiting on Ethan Salas to come up. So it's going to be, are you okay with giving away what you're going to have to give away in order to get him?
And for anybody that says, well, the Giants didn't give up a lot for Rafael Devers, remember, they picked up his entire contract, which is a big, big number on the payroll sheet. And in order to do that, they didn't have, if they take the entire contract, they didn't have to send as much to Boston. It's a little bit different. Jaron Duran's not making a lot of money in comparison to a lot of different. So that's why it's going to be a little bit. You'd have to give up a lot, I think, for Jaron Duran. You would probably, I would imagine, if you want Jaron Duran, you'd have to part ways with Ethan Salas. I'm not ready to do that yet, and a lot of Padres fans are ready to pull the trigger. And I just know, if they pull the trigger on Ethan Salas getting shipped off somewhere else in about 3 or 4 years,
it's going to be a James Wood.
Guess what,
it's going to be a
CJ Abrams. Phone calls are we going to get? about that potential trade. Sandy Alcantara is on here. He's a 60% chance of getting traded. Padres are listed as a best fit. I don't see the Padres making this move because, you know, if it's anything close to what Jim Bowden said or Bowden said that they would have to give up to get this guy, I'm super out.
No, absolutely not. By the way, we just had a gentleman walk past us with a baseball glove straight from the 1920s. That was fantastic.
And then he waved like this.
Yes.
With the glove.
I'm going to do the next two here because they're both linked to San Diego, and one we've already talked about a lot, and that's Sandy Alcantara. Freddie Peralta is another one. Now, the Milwaukee Brewers are currently sitting second place in the NL Central, 2.5 games behind the Chicago Cubbies. They are in a wild card spot tied with St. Louis for that wild card spot. Freddie Peralta is only being given about a 20% chance of being traded. But that's one of those A.J. Preller-style moves where a guy you're not necessarily expecting to go ends up finding his way out.
His last 2 years of a deal, he's getting $8 million this year. So if you do make that trade, you're going to only have to pay 40%, roughly 40% of that contract, of the $8 million. And it comes with an $8 million club option. So it's relatively a two-year deal because he's worth, as a starting pitcher, he's at age 29, right? They just turned 29. He's worth $8 million. So it's really be trading for 2 years of control of Freddie Peralta. I don't think the Brewers are going to sell like that at the deadline. But you know what? They did that a couple of years ago with Josh Hader. And the Padres picked up Josh Hader from Milwaukee in a situation where Milwaukee was still competing. And it didn't make a lot of sense and it ruffled a lot of feathers. But the thing is Milwaukee finds ways to continue to make the playoffs and be competitive despite selling a lot of their big names year after year.
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to stick with the starting pitchers here for the next two. We're going to do the double again. Seth Lugo from the Kansas City Royals. Again, Kansas City in somewhat of a contending spot. They're 11.5 games out of the division, so they're not winning that. But they are only 3.5 games out of the wild card as it currently sits. So Kansas City possibly selling Seth Lugo. You also have an interdivisional rival, Arizona, possibly selling Zach Gallen. So a lot of these starting pitchers are being seen as fits to come here during the deadline.
Again, these are all pitchers that, if you're a team that needs pitching, won't necessarily throw everything after. These are in the category of teams that can use a starting pitcher. Now, we both agree, I don't think the Padres make a deal with the Diamondbacks at all in the trade deadline, but it does flood the market, which is good. I like the Seth Lugo trade. I'd like an idea of potentially acquiring Seth Lugo because, again, Seth Lugo is probably a one-year rental. He's a half-year rental. He's got a $15 million player option next season that he's probably not going to take. Maybe he does take it. He is 35 years old. But he's having a great year. He's got a sub-3 ERA. We saw him pitch against the Padres a couple of days ago. He looked really good. And to add him back in the rotation, back into Padres uniform, like he was in 2022 when the Padres made a big run, I think it'd be a nice reunion for the Padres. And again, as a rental piece, it's not going to cost you as much if he was under contract for long term or if he was younger. So from that particular standpoint, if the Royals decide to sell, I'd love to see the Padres interested in Seth Lugo. I'd love to see him back in a Padres uniform.
Absolutely, 100%. He pitched very, very well here on Sunday as well, so he still knows how to pitch here in this ballpark. I got four words for you for this next one. Osuna from the Braves.
Osuna from the Braves. Are you still going to be able to say that if the Padres acquired...
Well, yeah, because the from just changes meaning. You got him from the Braves, so he's still Osuna from the Braves.
The more Atlanta beats the New York Mets, the less likely they are to trade, I think, anybody at the deadline. Marcel Osuna has got a 25% chance of getting traded. The number one fit right now, according to ESPN, is the San Diego Padres because they need a DH. They need a DH. They need a right-handed hitting DH. If there's anyone that Atlanta might part ways with, though, it is Osuna. If you look at his contract, Marcel Osuna is a free agent at the end of the year. Again, you only have to pay 40% of the $16 million because 60% had been already paid for by the Atlanta Braves. Marcel Osuna, Padres uniform, I wouldn't mind seeing it again as a rental. Is there a situation in which the Braves still think they're contenders and yet trade Marcell Ozuna in the final year of his deal?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think that's one of those, we're going to send him elsewhere and then go acquire other players to fit the role. I don't think they would do that. So the more Atlanta wins, the less likely he becomes available for the San Diego Padres.
Now, these two, the next two players come in at 19 and 20 on this list of 50. They're both outfielders, and we're both guys we've talked about ad nauseum on this radio station. Luis Robert Jr. is a 90% chance of being traded, and Taylor Ward, who has a 45% chance of being traded, according to this at least.
And the Padres are listed as the number one team on both of these players. Now, I think both of these players, if acquired by the Padres, shouldn't be the only bat acquired by the Padres. I think they need Luis Robert Jr. and somebody else. I think they would need Taylor Ward and somebody else. Again, you have a righty, you have a lefty, power bats. Now, Luis Robert Jr. is not having a great year. He's having a mediocre year, if not a bad year. He has a lot of tools that can help out your ball club. He is fast. He steals bases. He's one of the leaders in stolen bases. He plays good defense in center field, but he'd be a left fielder here. So a decent center fielder move to left field would probably be a better left fielder. So from those standpoints, I honestly think it's worth the risk. Again, you don't have to pick up his $20 million option next year either. It'd be for a rental. But if the Padres went out and got a bat, and they only got Luis Robert Jr., I'd be out. Now, that being said, Austin Slater has now come into pinch hit for Luis Robert Jr. in the first inning. So, he's either hurt, or he might have been traded. Who knows at this point in time?
Well, we had that issue in Syracuse yesterday where Francisco Alvarez got taken out, but it was because of a heat thing. So I don't know what the temperature is in Chicago right now, but that could also be a factor in it as well. Currently, we're going to jump around the list, but we're going to stay in the outfield here. Number 26, outfielder from the Texas Rangers, who has an 80% chance of being traded, Adolis Garcia, was not a name that I was expecting to hear get traded, but it appears as though he's got a pretty high chance of that happening.
With the Padres being listed as a potential option. Now, the Rangers are kind of incredibly disappointing. At the beginning of the year, I thought the Rangers were going to have a pretty good year. I honestly did. Yeah. And I thought they would be able to win the West. I thought they'd be able to be in contention with the Red Sox. Red Sox, I think, have been a little disappointing as well. I mean, everybody and their brother picked the Red Sox to win the American League. And they are struggling. I mean, they might sell at the deadline. The Rangers are no different. Now, this year for Adolis Garcia, .232 average, 9 home runs, 96 OPS plus. He's good. He's got potential. He's not great. You know, he's 32 years old at this point in his career. So he had that one big season for Texas. And now Adolis Garcia, he's making $9.2 million this year. He's arbitration eligible next year, so it'd be an outfield fit for maybe 2026 when he's 33, and then he's a free agent in 2027. You could kind of view this as a rental. I don't think you'd have to give too much up for him, but I don't necessarily know if Adolis Garcia is making a major impact for the San Diego Padres in 2025. We have a lot more of these we got to talk about, but we, you know, if we have a little bit of time after the sports fix, we'll get to it. Or the sports thread, we'll get to it. And when we, and this is going to be a conversation for tomorrow too.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot available, and who knows what the latest news on Luis Robert Jr. is? Getting pulled from a game in the first inning could be something, could be nothing, could be absolutely nothing. But now is the time where you start looking at dugout watch and all that stuff. This is still very early on, but very interesting to see that happen. Let's get to today's sports thread.
You know that group chat? The one that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news?
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me!
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk. Number one.
By the way, just before we get into this, heat is not a problem in Chicago. It's only 74 degrees at Raitt Field today. So that takes that theory off the board.
That's hot for people in the United Kingdom.
It's very true. The NCAA has recently been in the business of making bad decisions, and they're looking to continue that trend, with the only difference being that this story comes on the basketball side of things. The NCAA is close to a decision on expansion of the March Madness tournament from the current 68 teams to a 76-team field. There is a 72-team option that seems less likely. The NCAA is still in discussion with media partners about this expansion. Would an 8-team addition, which is the most since 1985, make the tournament more or less special?
Boo! It makes it less special because they're going to get more power teams in it, and they're not going to give teams like UC Irvine or some of these mid-majors that are good enough to make the tournament that don't get to do it because they're in a one-bid league. If they're adding those teams, sure. If it's just to get mediocre to lousy power schools in the tournament, I'm totally against it. It's such a sham. I hate it. And even last year, TCU was like rumored as a bubble team if they win a couple games. Like, if they had this implemented, they'd be close to making the tournament. TCU had no business making the NCAA tournament. Of all the games I watched, they had no business making the NCAA tournament. That would be a team that would make it in this expansion. Even if it's my school, I'm against it. Out. Terrible.
It's ridiculous. And for those of you who are going to be like, oh, well, it more of those bubble teams get in, and it kills the bubble conversation. No, it just pushes the bubble conversation back. Instead of complaining about 68, you're complaining about 77 now.
They already have the right amount of teams in basketball at the 68.
Absolutely. Next one.
Number two.
This is our first of two team sale stories that we have here today, and we'll head north for this one to the Minnesota T-Wolves and the Minnesota Lynx, who have been sold as of yesterday. The teams were sold for a combined $1.5 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars to an investment group led by e-commerce entrepreneur Mark Lohr and former Seattle Mariner, Texas Ranger, and New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez. We've seen a lot of teams up for sale or being sold recently, including the Los Angeles Lakers last season. Should the fan bases of teams like the A's or the Pittsburgh Pirates try to help buyers capitalize on this seemingly growing trend?
What's the growing trend?
We talked about it ever since I've gotten on the show.
Athletes buying the teams?
No, just teams being sold in general. Like, we've had about five or six sales just since I've joined the show in May.
I think you're about to see like seven teams up for sale in Major League Baseball. I mean, buying a team in professional sports, like people that say it's not lucrative, they're nuts. It's very lucrative.
It is.
It's a long-term investment. It's a fun toy that appreciates in value. It's not like buying a yacht or buying a car where it's going to depreciate and cost you a ton of money. Yes, it is going to cost you money, but the investment is made for when you sell the team. That's where you make your money. It might not be all the ins and outs, although that being said, they probably do make off pretty well. So I can see it too. I mean, with the skyrocketing values for teams, it's almost, you get to a certain point, you don't run a team anymore, you can cash out and you've made billions of dollars, or your group has made billions of dollars. That's a successful investment.
Oh, absolutely. We'll go to the next one here.
Number three.
Jumping around my list here, the second of the two team sales, the British Premier League has been shaken to its core by the circus that is on its way. Mid-table squad Crystal Palace, who won the FA Cup last year, was sold for $254 million, that's a million with an M, to New York Jets owner Woody Johnson. UEFA has yet to approve this sale, but it is not the first time that Woody Johnson has tried to purchase a Premier League side. Johnson attempted to purchase his favorite club, and mine as well, Chelsea, in 2022, but was denied, and thank Christ for that. Should Palace fans be excited for this ownership change? And Braden, please clearly explain why the answer is hell no.
It's the New York Jets. You want the circus of the New York Jets for your team? By the way, he bought the New York Jets. He could have just signed Xander Bogaerts and saved $34 million. He could have signed Xander Bogaerts. I can't believe you could buy a team for that little compared to everything else. $254 million is a lot. I would never want to have one of my teams be ran by a person that runs the New York Jets, who might be the biggest disaster. The biggest disaster in all of the NFL is the Arizona Cardinals. Second might be the New York Jets. So I don't know why you'd be excited about
Jacksonville up there also. That's another
Sean Conn
disaster waiting to happen.
Not great either.
I just thank you to UEFA so much for not letting him purchase Chelsea.
You'd have been in trouble.
I would have been in a lot of trouble. Next one.
Number four.
The NFL has the distinction of being the only league of the Big Four to not fully guarantee their contracts, and the NFLPA, of course, is not happy about it. The NFLPA filed a grievance back in 2022 alleging the NFL was colluding to restrict and or limit fully guaranteed contracts to players. An independent arbiter ruled back in January that there was not enough evidence to support the Players Association's claim. The decision wasn't made public until yesterday on the Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast. Is there a more viable avenue for the NFLPA to explore to get players the fully guaranteed contracts that they 1,000,000% deserve?
Like a different way besides suing the NFL?
Yes.
Getting a better Players Association?
Well, you know, that's always an option.
Their Players Association is not very good. That's why they have, like, the shortest stick in the group. Now, that being said, it's give and take here. I'm going to be in the middle. You can make a decision that you want. Do you want a league that's the most competitive league possible, or do you want a league that the players get the most possible? There's no both. You don't get both.
Mm-hmm.
So the non-guaranteed contracts, fully guaranteed contracts, gives you an opportunity to be a competitive league. Like, if you didn't have guaranteed contracts in Major League Baseball, how many guys in the Padres would have got cut by now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, for everybody that's, like, upset about, like, Xander Bogaerts being on the team, I got to pay him all this money, and if you cut him, you got to pay him all the money. If there wasn't guaranteed money, they'd get to a certain point, he'd cut loose, and all of a sudden you'd be whatever. So, to me, when you make these decisions, you're either, I want all the players in professional sports to get as much money as possible and have them run the league at the expense of me watching a competitive league, or I want a very competitive league. I don't really care how much money the players get. I'm probably trending more towards the league thing. I think all of these guys are well compensated. I think for a sport that's as brutal as football, there should be more guaranteed money.
Absolutely.
But I'm telling you right now, the NFL is the most competitive league out there, and it's because, unfortunately for the players, a lot of them get screwed because they have salary caps, they have salary floors, they have not their contracts or guaranteed money, and guess what? They have the most competitive league. This might be a topic of conversation for the next CBA for Major League Baseball. Not guaranteed contracts, but be ready for the salary cap, salary floor conversation.
Which should absolutely 100% come. All right, last one here.
Number five.
A dynasty has officially come to an end at Duke University as redshirt senior center Stanley Borden has elected to transfer to the University of Texas San Antonio, the UTSA Roadrunners. Why is this such a big deal? Well, the 7-footer was the last player to play at Duke under Coach Krzyzewski.
Wow.
Borden was a walk-on at Duke and was best known for his viral saxophone performance during his sophomore year at a Midnight Madness-type event. Sad to see the Coach K era officially come to an end at Duke.
I'm not a Duke fan, so I don't really care. The thing
is, for college basketball,
it is, but like in this day and age of college basketball, with the transfer portal, with, you know, red... players, they have a brand, everybody has a brand new team like every year. Like Baylor from last year has no players back from last year's team. USD, I don't think, has any players back from last year's team. It's a brand new team. So it's not overly surprising. If this was like professional sports, I think it'd be a little bit different because you could have players like under contract for like 10 years, right? It's the whole, you know, like Ryan Zimmerman thing. Oh, he was the last player that was drafted by the Expos, or he was the first player drafted by the Nat, whatever. There's some of those mixed in. I don't think it's as big of a deal just because teams change over all the time. But if you're a Duke fan, I'm sure you shed a tear today. I don't really care about Duke.
Yeah, we just had a guy walk over here that could tell you all about how much of a circus Woody Johnson and the Jets are. Sam Levitt getting ready to go. And I believe, Braden, we've just hit the top of the hour.
We need to pause 10 seconds for station identification. Braden Sopranich here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97 through the Fan.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
Tony Gwynn Jr. here. Come for the sports talk, stay for the antics. Keep up with Gwynn and Chris weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on 97.3 The Fan.
And Odyssey Sports Station.
The 11 o'clock hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. Overwhelmed by processed foods, U.S. Wellness Meats offers an all-natural alternative, 100% grass-fed beef, pork, poultry, wild-caught seafood, and more, shipped free from family farms. Get 20% off your first order at uswellnessmeats.com. We are now in the lunchtime hour. Our lunchtime hour, that is usually longer on our daily show, is usually started with, have you been to Kraft Taco yet?
No.
Okay. And now the bit is over. We'll try again tomorrow.
Well, you know, by the way, we also did kind of leave a cliffhanger as far as the Luis Robert thing. News has come out that it's just a left hamstring strain. So no trade, possible injury for Luis Robert as to why he was taken out of today's game.
Anybody else think that was going to be something other than an injury?
No.
This noon lunch hour is brought to you by the Kraft Taco. Bold flavors at two locations, Sorrento Valley and inside Balboa Park's Natural History Museum. Got all the reads done, everything else. Getting ready to wrap things up. Crowd's rolling in nicely here at the Loft. A lot of people having a nice drink and hanging out. Rod and Nate are here checking out the show. Rod had a great day yesterday. He's had a great day today. You know, it pays to be 97 through the Fan's biggest fan.
Absolutely.
It pays to be that.
Well, was he the biggest fan yesterday because of, you know, we had somebody watching on his fridge yesterday.
He wasn't. He's the biggest fan for the year, but he's not. Yesterday, the fridge, the watching the show on the fridge might be the biggest thing. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
I don't have the money for a smart fridge, but no. If I did, I'd have it tuned to 97 through the Fan all the time. So if you do have a smart fridge, you can watch us on your smart fridge. Add that to the liners. Where's that? Adam needs to add that part to the liners. You know, you can listen wherever you get your podcast, but you can also watch the YouTube feed on your fridge. Apparently that's possible.
Yeah, we.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, and especially today with how good the pitching matchup is today. Mackenzie Gore, who's got the most strikeouts in baseball, going up against Nick Pivetta, who's been a very pleasant surprise for $1 million this year. Great pitching matchup today as well.
Frankie Watkins in the chat. I left my fridge on while at work to increase the viewers. Hey, good call, you know? Hey, good call. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayton Soprenant. Coming up next, Sam Levitt with the Eco Water SoCal Padres pregame show. Big pitching matchup today, as Frank mentioned. Different lineup today. Sam, I'm sure we'll have more on the Padres lineup. Mike Schilt mixing some things up. We'll see you tomorrow on the Roundtable on 97 through the Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Soprenich Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter/X, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you guys next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast.
The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.